I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
We had food growing up, and we were used to being able to eat. But then all of a sudden, we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you, and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Hey, we're Kings
hey,
of
we're
Queens.
Hey, we're Kings of Queens.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston.
CFRC 101.9 FM.
How can I help you?
Listening, helps a lot, and I guess I never really had anybody, that actually listens, when I'm talking and stuff, nobody hears the real Beavis, what I'm saying?
I don't understand Beavis.
Neither do I sometimes. Yeah, neither do I.
It's a little bit loud, I'm a little bit lost or fucked up. Might be the drinks or the social diesel anxiety. The tension I'm getting, the faces I drew on. I can't focus, you know this. With a ticket talking, I'm gone. I feel better in my sweater. I got my stereo, I play songs, But hey, wait, what'd you say? Do you wanna dance?
Good morning, everyone. Hey, hey, hey. What's going on? My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC 101.9 FM, the place to be. CFRC coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario. You got me here until 10 a.m. Welcome to the show. It's Indie Morning Wednesday. And boy, howdy, have we got a good show for you guys today. My glorious co-host Simone is out of town, so I am flying solo. So it's just you and the nerd for 2 hours of radio mayhem. Boy, howdy, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a great one. We just heard from Busker with Dance, Our Own Party. Not a bad way to get you up and at them in the morning. We've got a full docket of great dancey poppy tunes today. Also, a lot of fun stuff to chat about. We've got the Academy Awards coming up on Sunday. We're gonna riff about that a little bit. We've got the Kingston Canadian Film Festival starting this week. So it's a good week to be a movie nerd. We're also going to talk about our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods down at the corner of Barrie and Clergy Street. Find out what's going on in the wonderful world of snackage and grub. And everything that is delicious. And, there's also going to be a little bit of talk about Italian Greyhounds. We're going to learn about the glorious breed of dog, the Italian Greyhound. We're going to talk about Skip the Dishes, Driver Madness, and the long, cold, dark of winter. If you're in Kingston, Ontario, it's currently sitting at -1 degrees Celsius. It's going to hover around the zero mark all day today. So if you're out walking around downtown, keep your arms out. It's icy on the sidewalks. Unless you're on Queen's campus, where we are, because thank goodness they didn't go on strike. So those sidewalks are salty and nice. My name, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd. You got me here until 10 o'clock. Nothing but the hits, nothing but the best right here on your station that rocks the nation, CFRC. So why don't we get a little loose, strap on your dancing shoes, get some spice in your coffee. I can't think of anything else to rhyme because it's too early and I haven't had enough coffee. There, I rhymed something. We're going to hear right now from the Spencer Davis Group. This is their cover of Gimme Some Lovin' with me, the nerd, right here. Shall we do it? Yeah, I think we shall. Let's do it!
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. That's right, folks. We are sitting pretty in the Limestone City. That was a brand new track from Kingston's favorite band, the Gertrudes. That was City Noise. That is from their upcoming album called City Noise. That comes out March 14th. And that's going to be a good one. It's their sixth full-length album. Those guys are prolific. They're great. If you want to see them live, catch them this Saturday, March 1st, 2025, at the Spire. They're playing at 7:30 p.m. That's 82 Sydenham Street. Check out their website for more information. The show is called The Great Canadian Songbook, and a little birdie told me that they might be doing a cover of The Weight by the band. Good stuff. Check them out. Yeah, welcome back. My name is The Nerd. It's Indie Morning Wake Up. I am flying solo today. If you're in Kingston, Ontario, like I am, it is currently sitting at -1 degree. That is in the Celsius thermometer. And it's going to hover around the zero mark all day today. So if you're walking around, keep your arms in the out position because it's very icy out there. Walking in today, myself included, I saw many people do the old like shuffle where you just catch your balance. Try not to make yourself look like a total fool. But the best advice, you know, keep your hands out of your pockets because you're going to look like a fool if you take a face plant. The weather is going to go up and down like a yo-yo for the next few days. It's still going to be around zero tomorrow, but we're looking at some precipitation, you know, maybe some snow, maybe some rain. Who knows? It's going to get cold and dry on Friday. It's going to get warm and wet on Saturday. Then it's going to be cold and dry Sunday, Monday, maybe into Tuesday. Spring has not sprung yet, but we got that little taste after that big old blizzard we got last week. So I don't know about you guys, but when I get the little taste of spring, I start really thinking ahead. You know, what am I going to do this summer? What shows am I going to go to? What lakes am I going to canoe? I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. It's been a real winter, and that's just the way it goes. This time of morning, we usually do like a recap of our lives, of what's going on. We were not in last week, if you're listening. Played a good old-fashioned rerun. It's because my brother, Handsome Andy, as he's called, friend of the show, owner, operator of the Fryway Food Truck Empire, he finally carved out some time to take his family down south on a bit of a cruise, you know, around the Caribbean. Not too shabby. So I got to house and dog sit, which is a lot of fun. He's out in the burbs, so I got to commute, and I got to watch his adorable little Italian greyhound named Walter. Now, for those of you that don't know, the Italian Greyhound is a purebred breed of greyhound that are bred specifically to be small. They're very tiny. He weighs like 10 pounds. He looks like a little baby deer. And I'm pretty sure that they were historically bred just to, like, prance around Italian palaces looking cute. And that's all that they really need to do. They do race them, though. They are remarkably fast. Little Walter that I was watching for the last week and a half, he's getting on there. He's elderly. He's an elder pooch. He's like 14 years old, right near the end of their life expectancy. But in his younger days, if you're thinking of getting one, they're really fast and they're really spry. Handsome Andy and I used to have this game. We would take little Walter out to a football field, and we would stand at each end zone, and we would call him back and forth. You know, we'd start running and get him to chase after us. And the speed that little dog could run across a football field was terrifying. It was nothing short of frightening. You don't want to get on the bad side. They go into gremlin mode. They get all bitey. They're fun. They're really fun. So if you're looking for a pooch and you want to spend $1,200 on a purebred, get an Italian Greyhound. They're awesome. But they're back. My brother and his family, they're back from their cruise. So I'm back sleeping in my own bed without a little elder puppy crawling all over me. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah. More things that are going on, though, if you're in and around downtown Kingston. The Queen students are back. Reading week is over, and everyone has returned. So campus has some energy and some life back in it, which is always nice to see. But speaking personally, specifically, it's not a gripe on the Queen students. It's a gripe on the Skip the Dishes drivers. Because I was watching my brother's place out in the suburbs, I was a commuter for a week and a half. I don't have a car because I don't need one if I'm living downtown. But living out in the burbs, you know, was driving back and forth like many of you are most likely doing today. And what I noticed was that with the return of the Queen students means the return of some ridiculous driving downtown by what I can only assume are Skip the Dishes drivers. So just keep your head on a swivel, especially because it's, like I said, pretty icy out there for the next couple nights. I don't know. I like the convenience of Skip, but they are a scourge. I don't know. All I could think about was, remember the promise like years ago when drones started becoming a big thing and they said, oh yeah, we'll be able to deliver a pizza with a drone right to your window. Why aren't we doing that? That's amazing. Like to have a to have a Domino's pizza fly in through my window and land on my couch, sloppy and all. That'd be wonderful. That's the world I want to live in. Maybe we'll get there someday. Next segment, speaking of pizza, we are going to be talking about food from our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Stay with me now, Old Farm Fine Foods. If you're downtown Kingston, Barry and Clergy Street, just on Queen's University campus, why not swing by and give them a try? More on that next break, though. I haven't had breakfast yet, so I'm going to talk a lot about food next break. But I hope you're all having a good morning. It's about 8:30 in the a.m. If you want to see a picture of young Walter, otherwise nicknamed Toots, for disgusting and obvious reasons, check out my Instagram. Go to Instagram. It is Jeff Movie Nerd, all one word. And I've posted, an adorable and frightening picture of young Walter. But yeah, my brother's back. I'm sleeping in my own bed. All is well. We're going to get back to the tunes. That last set, like I said, we heard from the Gertrudes with City Noise. Don't forget, you can check them out on Saturday at the Spire. Before the Gertrudes, we had a new one from Shannon and the Clams with their track Big Wheel. Also in that set, Art Deco. I believe they're out of Ottawa, Ontario. Their track Desires. And we opened it up with the Spencer Davis Group and Gimme Some Lovin'. Hope you guys watched that, some of the SNL specials the other week, because Jimmy Fallon did a pretty good Blues Brothers at the Radio City Music Hall. Anyway, I digress. We're going to get back to the tunes to usher along the warm weather, even though we're not going to get it anytime soon. Here's a band from, I think they're from New Zealand, somewhere nice. This is The Beths, which I love them, but I can't pronounce The Beths with Expert in a Dying Field. My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC. This is Indie Wake Up. Have a good morning, everybody.
Can we erase our history? Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability, I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in it. Maybe in other realities, the road. road never took this twist. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists. How does it feel? How do you know? We can't stop, can't rewind. Love is learned over time. Till you're an expert in a dying field. Oh, an expert in a dying.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're all that I want. of a girl.
And this is my universal translator. Unfortunately, so far it only translates into an incomprehensible dead language.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Crazy gibberish.
Yo, yo, yo. How's it going? My name is Jeff the Nerd, and welcome back. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, coming at you live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall, right in Queen's University campus, where it's all happening, people. House of Learned Doctors. That was Lisa LeBlanc with her very funky track, Gossip 2. How about that? How about hearing a little bit of tuba on your morning commute? That's not too shabby. Before Lisa LeBlanc, we heard a classic from Weezer with their one, Suzanne. Something about being on college campus radio. We need to pepper in some Weezer every now and again. Anything that makes you think of Jay and Silent Bob is a good thing in my book. So a fine snoochie boochies to you, dear listeners. Also in that set, we had a moldy oldie from the Everly Brothers with high heel sneakers. And we opened it up with The Beths. B-E-T-H-S. The Beths with Expert in a Dying Field. I think they're doing a special edition of that particular album this summer. Keep your eyes on The Beths because they're excellent. And so are you. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd. Got me here for another hour and a bit. flying solo on a Wednesday morning. It's chilly out there. It's icy. It's still February, but we're getting to the end, folks. I mean, come on. Sun's out, guns out, not too shabby. We'll get to some high heel sneaker weather in a bit. But this time of morning, let's focus on the now. I'd like to talk about food and all things delicious with the Breakfast Nook with our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods is located in downtown Kingston, right at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. It's well into its 13th year of business, serving up nothing but delicious to the neighbors, to Queen's Campus, to anyone that wants to come in and have their taste buds ratcheted up a notch. This week, because it's still winter, Old Farm is doing a grilled cheese tomato soup special. Get a soup and a Sammy for $12 in tax. It's absolutely delicious. I had it yesterday. The grilled cheese I picked, because they've got a few different varieties. I got the salami. It was a black pepper salami and cheese. And the tomato soup is absolutely amazing. Very creamy, very delicious. It's the perfect time of year for that kind of combo. The other really good, they do a, what is it? Pepper, jalapeno pepper cheddar with pepper jelly, grilled cheese. That's really good too. Anything to dip, I guess. Coming up on the end of winter, you know, the end is nigh. Spring is coming. Summer's, I'm told that summer is on the way. And you're going to want to get your large event catering orders booked pretty soon. Old Farm does catering pretty much every day. I know they're hard at work right now getting 100 boxed lunches ready for a group. But the summertime brings a lot of like festivals and weddings and all sorts of things. And like I said, Old Farm can only do so much. So you're going to want to get on their website, get on the Instagram, check them out at Old Farm FF on Instagram. Maybe call them up at 546-32, I forget. But anyways, 3276. But you're going to want to book early because the catering stuff, you know, it fills up fast and it's absolutely amazing. Other things that are going on at Old Farm, like I said before, the students on Queen's Campus are back. Reading week is over, so the place is hopping again, nice and busy. And one thing I've noticed, you know, food trends, if you want to call it that, come and go, and certain food trends with the students develop organically. And the charcuterie study is a big thing right now. Old Farm has an amazing selection of fine cheese from your local backyard and around the world. And I've noticed that the students, they come in a lot and they'll just buy like a wedge of really nice cheese to just munch on while they're reading, while they're writing. It's good. It keeps the brain moving. It's not super heavy. You know, you're not committing to a full meal. You get to nosh while you're writing your essays. It's pretty good. So check it out. And then, of course, there's always a lot of like functions and gatherings. I know we just had Valentine's Day a couple weeks ago. And so the cheese and the wine sales are pretty good. Old Farm boasts a very good selection of wine from, again, your backyard, from around Canada and around the world. I try to keep up with sampling as much as I can, but, you know, I'm only human. I'm only one man. But there's always a very good selection. So, you know, keep your wine cellar stocked up with Old Farm Fine Foods. If you're a local business in town and you want to have some shout outs or get involved with a good sponsorship deal, check out CFRC.ca. Old Farm's been a sponsor of this show for its entire 5-year run, the Indie Wake Up Wednesday Madness. And we're very grateful for it. And so, again, if you're a small business or you know someone that's got a small business and they want a little boost in their advertisements, then go to CFRC.ca. Very good rates. Darn near inexpensive. Very good. And CFRC covers a very wide listening area, not just online, but if a lot of people still tune in to like the classic, you know, over the aerial radio, especially the commuters. And it's a large swath of this region of Ontario and upstate New York that we cover. So you're going to have a lot of ears listening in. I know it's been pretty great for Old Farm. So, yeah, not too shabby. Good deals all around. So, yeah, get down to Old Farm. Get yourself a grilled cheese and tomato soup. Tell them the nerd sent you. Say hey, you know, and just get yourself some good goodies. Anyways, my name's Jeff the Nerd. I'm getting hungry. I haven't had breakfast yet. I've got some Old Farm grub waiting for me in the CFRC break room. So I'm going to go, you know, munch on all that in a second. But we'll play ourselves some tunes to get us till 9 o'clock, after which we're going to do our community events roundup. There is always a lot going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. And this week, we're going to talk about the KCFF, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, starting up, I think, today or tomorrow. It's happening. More details on that after 9 o'clock. Let's get to it, though. Here's a nice ditty from Cat Stevens. This is Miles from Nowhere. You got me, the nerd, on CFRC. Let's do it. I'm starving. I am starving.
Miles from nowhere, guess I'll take my time. Oh, yeah. To reach there, look up at the mountain I have to climb. Oh, yeah. To reach there, Lord, my body has been a good friend, but I won't need it when I reach the end. Miles from nowhere, I guess I take my time. Oh, so don't it make you feel sad? 'Cause I'll drink to you, my baby. I'll think to that. I'll think to that. Miles from nowhere, not a soul inside. But it's all right. I have my freedom. I can make my own rules. Oh, yeah. The ones that I choose. Lord, my body has been a good friend. I won't need it when I reach the end. I'll take my time. Oh, yeah. To reach there.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Change, changes life. When that change cuts like a knife, cool concert, am I right?
Yeah, nice try, Narc.
Where's the Narc? Who?
That fat Jamaican guy.
What did I say? What's going on?
Hey, we're just trying to have a good time, Narc. Why do you want to destroy us?
Don't commit your hate crimes here. Hate crime!
Okay,
I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic.